Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Some key economic reports, some key earnings reports. What you need to keep an eye on this coming week on Wall Street.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Joining us on the line is Bill Stone. He's Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. He joins us to help preview the week ahead. So, Bill, on the earnings front, seems like we get more and more earnings updates. And how would you characterize the news we have gotten so far on the earnings front?
Yeah, so we get 70 S&P 500 companies and finally get, you know, more diversity. So it was primarily, I think this is the way of answering your question of how it's been so far. Primarily, we got financial company earnings, which were good. So they actually boosted our expected growth rate for earnings, but didn't really, frankly, tell us a whole lot about the sales side of the equation. That at least looks a little light so far, but I think, you know, this week will help with the likes of Johnson & Johnson, 3M. You have Alphabet, though I like to keep calling it Google, Chevron, you name it. We have a nice cross-section finally.
Yeah, we have AT&T, Boeing, Ford, Intel, so on and on it goes. Overall, what's the expectation for this earnings season?
So I think you can probably look forward to, right now, earnings are growing at 3.4% in terms of blended. I think that's going to move higher by the time we actually get more of our earnings in. Sales are growing at 4.6% at the moment. I suspect that will move higher as well.
Bill, there's been a lot of focus on jobs and companies keeping jobs in the U.S. Do you think that could be a central theme in some earnings conference calls?
We certainly are seeing, you know, whether you do a search on Trump or new administration, we are seeing quite a number of managements talk about it. And I think I'm going to focus on the earnings side of the equation. It certainly may be meaningful because I think we view it at least as highly likely that you'll get some sort of earnings repatriation bill at some time this year. What does that mean? Well, that probably means earnings estimates go up because, at least historically, when companies have been able to repatriate earnings, a good amount of that comes to and ends up showing up in stock buybacks, which then boosts earnings growth rates, at least for that year.
We're talking with Bill Stone at PNC Asset Management Group, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. So, Bill, on the economic front this coming week, we get some real estate news slash housing news. We also get a look at how well the economy did closing out 2016.
Yeah, so on Friday, we get fourth quarter GDP out of the U.S. Consensus is about a 2.2% growth rate. That's down from 3.5% last quarter, but still, you know, anything I'll say above 2% is still viewed as pretty good. I think the other thing to note is globally, we start to get a look at the PMI data from the U.S., Japan, and the Eurozone, which will give us a, you know, at least a, what I think will show that momentum kind of continued on from the end of 2016.
And we get news about existing home sales and new home sales. How is the housing market doing out there right now?
Well, we think it's doing just fine. I think you're likely, though, to see those numbers be flat to down a bit. You have to remember these are December numbers and weather wasn't that great. You had, you did have some, speaking of kind of policy, you had the post-election move up in interest rates, which may have kept some people from doing the mortgage loan side of things, at least for that moment.
And durable goods orders. We can't forget the washers and dryers out there, not to mention the big airplanes. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, I think that's expected to bounce back a bit. Again, I think consistent with a decent look at the fourth quarter.
Bill Stone, he is Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. Bill, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
Bill joining us from Philadelphia. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Keep tabs on the markets. Listen to WSJ's Money Beat podcast for straight talk on Wall Street that's right on the money. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.